Welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. Formerly known as Life in Business, this show is still the same honest advice and practical support that you've come to expect, just with a name that fits even better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your no-nonsense guide to making business feel lighter, clearer, and more doable. Each week, I'll help you untangle what's in your head, get clear on what matters, and move forward without burning out or starting from scratch. Here's this week's episode. You've probably heard this a million times. Map out your 90-day plan. Forecast. Set your quarterly goals. Oh, yikes. I mean, that can work for some people, for sure. Certainly bigger companies. But if you are anything like the women that I coach, we are a neurodivergent, midlife, juggling all the things kind of bunch, then rigid planning like that, long-range planning, doesn't always help, right? It just simply doesn't. In fact, it can make you feel more stuck. It can make you feel more overwhelmed, and it can make you feel more of a failure before you've even begun. So in this episode of Unstuck with me, Libby Langley, I want to flip the script on that. I want us to talk about why 90-day plans might not be serving you and what to do instead that still gets the results, right? So forecasting is always an interesting one. My husband works in a corporate world, and forecasting is like a big thing for them. And he'll sometimes ask me about my forecasting, and I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I know what I do. I know how I help people. I know the way I generate income. I'm just going to do more of that, right? I know the way I bring clients in. But to forecast kind of really specific things, I find it can be a really negative space to be in because you're almost setting yourself up for a fail by being really rigid. And one of the beauties of having your own business, being a solo business owner, is that you can do what you like when you like, right? So if you forecast something really specific and really particular, and then this opportunity happens over there, well, what do you do then? You just keep replanning. And it's like, how about having your overall goal in mind and working towards that, but you don't necessarily know which route it's going to take? Just feels like a much more progressive way of doing things and a much more empathetic way of doing things rather than this is the plan. We are sticking to the plan. This is the plan. This is what we're going to do, right? So I think that long-term planning can backfire when you are stuck, right? It's really, really rigid. And when you're overwhelmed, planning ahead, just it feels like guessing. It's just like, I don't know, I'm just going to pick a number. And it's like setting goals for the year, which, you know, we all do. And I certainly do. You know, it's like, well, I'd like to do whatever percentage more than last year. Or for me, profitability is always the really important one rather than turnover. I don't necessarily mind too much if my turnover never increases unless if my profitability continues to increase, if I become even more efficient and all of that, because it means I make more money, right? And, you know, so it's not necessarily about scaling and scaling and scaling. So you get to kind of decide what you want. But this, you know, this long-term planning, it can really backfire if you're stuck. So if you're overwhelmed at the moment, setting your big, hairy, audacious goal for the year, it's like, man alive, you know, that there's certainly an argument for setting yourself a big goal. But more importantly than that, I think it's the feeling that matters a lot. And this is what we talk about a lot in my Confidence to Grow coaching space. It's about having the right foundations in place in your business, because then everything becomes easier. So your foundations of your business, the things that you want to be absolutely rock solid, are your vision, your mission, your purpose, why you're doing this, what you care about, who you want to work with, who you don't want to work with, what feels good to you, what would a really just like, oh, I love my business, what would that be to you? What would that look and feel like? How would it work, right? that, and if you set that as your goal to get that in place, the rest of it's just going to be loads easier. Your marketing's going to be loads easier. The way you deliver your services, how much you charge for it, all of that is just going to be much, much easier if you have this real confidence in yourself and this real, real solid foundation in place, rather than I'm gonna scale to 15K months. Okay, good for you. Why? Why not 20K? Why not 5K? Why? You know, if you just pick a number to plan for it, it's lost all the emotion and all the sense of you. And the emotion and the sense of you is what makes it your business and what makes you happy and what is your drive and motivation and passion and all of that. So that, you know, it really is much more important to do that rather than just forecasting, right? And a big plan can feel like a big weight for sure. You know, now I have to stick to this or I failed. It doesn't give any elasticity and it doesn't give any space for life to be lifing, which it's going to be. And I say all this kind of with a bit of hesitation about it, because I don't want it to sound like I'm saying don't set yourself big goals, don't dream big, don't go for it, because that is absolutely not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is remember the you in it all. Don't just pick a number because that's what someone on Instagram has told you need to go for, or that's what everyone else is going for, right? If your plan, if your goal, if your objective is to work a day less a week, that's what you work towards, right? Because that's going to change your life. It can sometimes, a plan can sometimes be about less rather than adding more. Right? So this, the way that you feel is so, so important. And, you know, long-term planning can really kind of can backfire in lots of ways. And it can be really tricky for those of us who don't work in linear and predictable ways. You know, for those of us who are neurodivergent, for, I don't know, perimenopausal, kids, energy dips, long-term illnesses, you know, whatever. Right? There's so many of us with something that make normal things difficult. Okay. So don't do normal things. Do things the way that suit you, and you'll make a ton more progress and you will actually be a lot happier. And really, that's what we should all be measuring. You know, if you want to set a 90-day plan, it's like 90 days, I want to be way happier than I am now. Excellent. Good. That's something I can get behind. So the things that actually move the needle, they are things like clarity, consistency, courage. They're the things that actually make the difference, right? Consistency to keep showing up, to keep doing the thing that you want to do, yeah, in the way that suits you, to be really clear on what it is that you actually want to do and who you want to serve and how you want your business to look. So important. You know, it's the kind of cornerstone of my Confidence to Grow coaching space, that absolutely. It's like, what do you actually want? Yeah, what do you want it to look like? And everybody is different. And what's important right now? You know, the clarity of knowing that. What can I do today that's going to move me forward to where I want to go? Not in 90 days' time. What can I do today? Because lots of us work in the today space. You know, how do I feel now? Right, what can I do now? Because you might plan something and you don't feel like doing it. So what else can you do? Yeah, you almost need like a top 10 things, pick a mix that you can do in order to get where you want to be. And the courage is starting even when it's messy or uncertain. Yeah, the courage to just, this is going to be all right. I don't know how, but it's going to be fine because I'm doing what I believe in. I'm doing what works for me. And that is going to be so obvious to anyone who comes into my space that they are just going to go, I like her. I like her. I think I'd like a bit of her energy in my space. Yeah. And that's really all we're trying to do in our businesses. So what about the myth of momentum versus the myth of productivity versus the truth of momentum, right? Productivity versus momentum. So productivity, yes, we can have super productive times, but productivity is generally speaking about ticking things off a to-do list, following the plan, being efficient, right? These matter. Yeah, you need to have this productivity in order to actually get anything done. But that can come in waves. You can be hyper-focused and get a week's worth of work done in 24 minutes if your brain is in the right space, right? So productivity doesn't have to be a consistent thing. It can ebb and flow with life, with your brain, with your energy, whatever, right? But momentum is really difficult, because momentum is about trusting your energy, is about knowing that you're moving forward. It's about taking one step at a time, getting feedback, adjusting. Productivity keeps you busy, right? And gets things done. Momentum moves you forward. So one thing that I talk about with my clients is the difference between pushing and rolling. So pushing, right, takes energy. It's hard. It's hard work. It can often feel like you're butting your head against something. Yeah, there's resistance involved in pushing. And that's often because you're trying too hard. You're sticking to a 90-day plan that actually isn't what you want to do. Maybe someone else has set it for you. Maybe it's been what you told you should do, Whereas rolling is gentle, can build momentum, can get faster, can slow down depending if it's uphill or downhill. It just has its own energy about it. And when you've got momentum like that, that's because your foundations are really solid. That's because you know what you want, you know who you want to work with, you know what you want to do. Even if you've been in business for years, right, you might be kind of in a stuck spot right now, and you just want to change things. And by changing a few things, you can feel the momentum starting to grow. And it's not about rolling, chaotically so you can't keep up. It's not that, because there will be uphills and there will be downhills. So the speed of the momentum will change. But the important thing is that it keeps moving forward. And that's the real difference, right? So you can have a really productive day. Yay, celebrating you for your productive days. But on the days where you think, I haven't really been productive today. No, but what's your momentum been like? The one thing that you did do, because you were in, I can't really be bothered today. The one thing that you did do moved you forward, further forward, right? That's your momentum. So they're different things. And it's important that they're recognized as different things, because you don't want to always be productive. Right. Sometimes you've kind of just got to keep the momentum going. Yeah. What do you feel about small wins? I'm a big fan of celebrating small wins, right? Because they have this kind of compound effect. So a small win. Yeah, I had a call with someone. Okay, great. They didn't buy. Okay, doesn't matter. They gave you some useful information or some useful feedback, or they're now a new connection. You know, there was something positive about that. That's a small win. Yeah. Sent an email out to my list and one person replied. Great. You know, you could say, only one person replied. And it's like, no, but one person replied. And that's a conversation that you're having with someone. Small win. Went to a networking meeting, even though I was really frightened to go. Yeah, you. That is momentum, right? You start conversations and you do things. So these small wins, they absolutely matter more than the perfect planning, right? Because in a 90-day plan, you would probably say, right, communication, I need to send however many emails a day, and I need to segment my list like this, and this is the way I'm going to be the most efficient, and this is how my productivity is going to rise. And this is, it's just like, man, I'm tired just even thinking about that, right? I mean, it would be glorious, particularly if you put it in a spreadsheet. It would just be so beautiful because you could colour code it and everything. However, our brains and our life do, and our businesses don't work like that, and nor should they, I don't think. We're not robots, There has to be an element of flexibility in there. So put things into your small wins box. Yeah. If you want, have a thing up on the wall and, my small wins for the week, and write them all in. And you'll be like, wow, I did a lot that week. Yeah. Look at the momentum that I've got. So things like sending an email, sending a DM, starting a conversation, making the offer, asking if someone wants to wants to work with you, wants to buy from you, having the conversation. You know, these are the things that where the magic actually happens. The magic doesn't happen in the spreadsheet, even in the most magical spreadsheet or Gantt chart or, you know, Asana board or whatever, right? They are good tools, but it is the small wins. It's the momentum. It's the action, the moving, the rolling forward that really makes the difference. There's some other kind of planning styles that might work better for you than forecasting. I just have a real thing. It's like an in-joke in our house. He doesn't listen to my podcast, so it's fine. He's never going to know that I'm like teasing him. But there's some other planning styles that might work better for you, right? Things like, what is my focus for this season? And I don't want to sound too woo about that, right? But there is a different energy, generally speaking, around, I don't know, spring, when the trees are coming out, things are blossoming, the sun comes out. You know, there is a different energy around that. So perhaps that's a time, if you launch, if that's part of your business model, to launch something. Whereas winter, people start to hunker down a bit more, it's darker, maybe the energy is lower. Perhaps you do something else. Perhaps you spend that time on conversations and focus more on emailing people, like a softer thing. You know, there's different ways that you can approach this and think, what's my focus for this month, this week, this season? And maybe ask yourself, what do I want more of this month or this week? Yeah. What do I want more of? Conversations, honestly, is one of the best things that you can answer to that question. Having more conversations, whatever conversations look like to you. So inviting a conversation, you know, creating a video or creating a podcast. And, you know, what do you think? Please respond to me. Send me a DM, send me an email. Tell me what you think of this. Tell me how this has impacted you. Tell me how I can help you, right? By doing something like that, that's a conversation starter. And I do it, I genuinely extend that invitation to you. I love it. I absolutely love it when I hear from you about, what's just kind of what it's made you think, right? What it sparked for you in any of these podcast episodes. So do, my DMs are always open. My email's always open. But ask yourself, what do I want more of? And I betcha it ain't going to be, I want to create more 20-second videos. I want to spend a whole day creating B-roll so I can put some text over it on Instagram. That's not what you want. What you want is the thing that may or may not create, right? Which is conversations, which is people contacting you. So how can you get the result in the easiest way possible, right? What matters this week? Ask yourself that. What matters this week? And what's one thing I could do today that moves me closer to how I want to feel or where I want to be? And I've done episodes before about daily non-negotiables. And that's a really, we talk about it a lot in my Confidence to Grow coaching space. But daily non-negotiables is something that could be really helpful for you. So particularly if you have days when you can't be bothered or the sun's shining and you want to go outside, or I don't know, something's happened with one of the kids at school, or your parents are ill, or the dog needs to go to the vet. I don't know, the life stuff, right? That happens all the time. Or you're ill. Any of these things, right? Your daily non-negotiables are three things that if you do them every day are going to make a difference to your business. And you can have daily, you can have weekly, but daily non-negotiables. So emailing your list, going to make a difference, right? You can do that every day if you want. You can schedule them all, but you can send it to that segment or that segment or that segment, right? You don't have to send it to everything. You can write a blog. You can create a video. You can record a podcast. You know, there's stuff that you can do that makes a difference. You can DM two people, yeah? If you do those things, that will make a difference to your business. That's momentum, yeah? If you reply to a few things that are sitting in your inbox or your DM box, that will make a difference, okay? So what can you do today that's going to make a difference? What can your daily non-negotiables be? Could be keeping an eye on your business finances, right? Could be chasing outstanding invoices. That's going to make a huge difference. And if it's something that you're not doing, you know, that's not something that you put in a 90-day plan, chase invoices. So yeah, This is about running a business in the most efficient and effective way that you enjoy the most. Okay, that's what's really so important here. So thinking about some practical swaps for a 90-day plan, right? Instead of this quarter, I'll launch this, build this, scale this, think about what feels most alive in my business right now. What gets me the most excited in my business right now? It's a really nice question, that. What am I enjoying the most in my business right now? I'm going to do more of that. Yeah. What, you know, the flip side of that too, right? What is sucking the very life out of my being? Oh, maybe I'll do less of that. Just because it was in the plan or something I should do. No, I hate it. I'm not doing it, right? I'll outsource it if it's an essential part of running the business. Or if it's not, like making videos on TikTok, just not going to do it. Yeah. So you get to decide on all of this. But where, another thing to say is, where is my energy naturally flowing? What lights me up? Or what doesn't drain me as much as other things? You phrase it how it suits you, yeah? Because if you've got a chronic illness, then, you know, a lot of stuff's going to drain you, right? Or if you're neurodivergent and your brain hurts all the time, a lot of stuff is going to drain you. So what's the least draining thing for me that I actually quite enjoy? Or where is my energy naturally flowing? You phrase it however you like, right? What works for you? And then what would feel like a win this week? So often the answer to that is getting a new client. And it's like, yeah, of course it would. But actually, do you want a new client every week? Not necessarily. I don't, because then I'm constantly kind of introducing. Yeah. And that would be 52 people a year. And that's too many. It's too many. It's too many for me to serve. It would change the dynamic of my Confidence to Grow coaching space. And so, you know, when you say what would feel like a win this week? Yeah. I mean, that's like, obviously that's a given that we all want more clients, but maybe not every week, because that's not how our business is set up and that's not how the infrastructure works. And that's not what we want, right? So what would feel like a win this week? Doing another podcast episode, because I enjoy them. Even when I can't be bothered, I enjoy them, actually doing them. And I know that they bring me clients. I know that they help people decide that I'm going to be the coach for them, right? So that would be a win. What's another win? Emailing. Yeah, that's another win. Emailing my list. That's another win. Starting a conversation, doing some networking, going out for a walk, leaving the house, seeing another human. I don't know. You get to choose what your wins are, right? And some of them are purely business, but some of them are that kind of human mindset thing. And I joke about leaving the house and seeing other people, but it's not something, I don't do either of those things very often. And I have to make myself do them. And when I do, I feel better, but they're not the things that come to me naturally. So it does feel like a win. So I have to kind of plan it in. And I know that that's how my brain works, you know, that's fine. And there's never any judgment with that, right? The important thing is you create a plan that meets you where you are now, not where you think you should be. Yeah? If you think you should be somewhere other than where you are, you're being way too unkind to yourself. You are where you are. Great. Well done. Look where you were a year ago. You know, you've come on in leaps and bounds in the last year, right? The fact that you want to be somewhere else, yeah, great. What's one thing that you can do to get you there? Different, phrase it differently. And create this plan that meets you where you are. And what you can do, right? What your energy level is, and sustainable energy level. So I have a new mantra for you, and it is clarity first, action second. So get really clear first, but don't wait until the whole map is drawn, right? Don't wait for the 90-day plan, because you don't know in 90 days until you start doing this how you're going to feel about it all. Start with where you are. and get clear on this one next step, right? Get absolutely clear on the next step and then, drum roll, take it. That's it. It's as simple as that, right? Recognize where you are, acknowledge where you are, be comfortable with where you are. And what's next? Where's my momentum going to take me? Where am I going to roll to next? And that is real progress and it really adds up. And that's more than enough. It's more than most people do, right? Don't spend all your time dicking about creating some stupid fancy 90-day plan that you're never going to stick to and you're just doing it because it's procrastinated planning. Listen to yourself, right? Listen to your heart, listen to your head, listen to your gut, listen to, you know, whatever you need to listen to in yourself. Know what needs to change. Know where your clarity needs to come from. Know what your foundations are, your vision, your mission, your purpose, all of those things that you need to create a really solid foundation. And then take one small step. And that's it. Easy peasy. Way better than writing a 90-day plan. Okay. So I've been Libby Langley. This is your Unstuck podcast. Thank you for joining me today. And do please get in touch. I'd love to know what changes you're going to make as a result of what you've heard here today. Like I say, my DMs are always open. You can email me. So yeah, thanks very much. And I am going to see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @Libby Langley. See you next week.